In our work, I think it's important that we are realistic about who we are and how many people we can reach in a meaningful manner. So us just getting out there on a soapbox and yelling out loud might just not be the best thing to do, even though we're right about the issues. So we really, really work hard on using the power of networks. And quite frankly, we had to, you know, work our way into them and earn the respect. And I think we've done that through our professional approach. And, you know, it is, if I look at my work, one of the greatest privileges, I think, is that I am allowed to do my work as a professional in the field that I was trained for, and that I have that support and backing from Al and his daughters through the foundation, and that we can build that program. So back to the networks, we have identified different networks with other funders, with applied peace builders, and we work very hard with academics and with Rotarians, for example. Those are four network groups. And we try to use the leverage, the power of the networks there. We are in constant communication with individuals and groups in those networks, so that when broader shifts and ideas come out of, for example, what is peace and security funding, that we were able to be part of forming those narratives, because we're engaged in the so-called back end of those networks. The same thing we've tried to do, and I think at times with great success, in the context of Rotary and Rotarians, because we're just constantly in the background having those conversations, being in meetings, sharing insights from our work. And we feel that we have what we call outsized impact that way, that we can really be shaping more than we could if we were just kind of, you know, yelling out at a undefined so-called general public.